Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The White House is denying any knowledge of a purported prisoner swap involving the late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Russian President Vladimir Putin claimed in a recent NBC News interview that he had agreed to a prisoner swap deal involving Navalny and several Western Russian prisoners. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Monday.
We have not heard a Russian official raise Navalny as part of a prisoner swap in any of those conversations.
Putin said he agreed on the condition that Navalny never returned to Russia, but that, unfortunately, he died before the exchange could become reality. The scale of suffering among Palestinians trapped inside Rafah by the Israeli military is prompting the Biden administration now to call on a change of approach by Israel in their ongoing war against Hamas. Sullivan told reporters Israel needs to listen to those who would offer more care and support for Palestinian civilians who are now reportedly in imminent danger of starving to death in droves.
Rafah is a primary entry point for humanitarian assistance into Gaza from Egypt and from Israel. An invasion would shut that down, or at least put it at grave risk.
Biden called on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to send officials to Washington in the coming days to hear an alternative approach to targeting Hamas. Lincoln Riley's father is speaking out in the aftermath of his daughter's very high-profile murder at the University of Georgia.
I feel like she's being used somewhat politically.
Jason Riley, speaking Monday on NBC's Today Show.
It makes me angry. She was much better than that. She should be raised up for the person that she is.
Lakin Riley was allegedly killed by an attacker who was in the country illegally. Some U.S. Capitol police officers will be wearing body cams for the next 6 months. The agency's begun a pilot program that will have around 70 officers wearing body cams for the next 180 days. This is USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Local law enforcement officers in Texas will not be able to arrest suspected illegal immigrants, at least not yet. The U.S. Supreme Court upholding an earlier stay on the controversial state law. Supreme Court justices issued a statement saying the stay will remain in effect pending further order of the court. Texas has been in a legal fight with the Biden administration over who holds the authority to enforce immigration law at the U.S. southern border. State authorities or just Federal Border Patrol? The U.S. Supreme Court was asked to weigh in. The Supreme Court seems doubtful about restricting the government's communication with social media platforms. Justice Samuel Alito.
It's treating Facebook and these other platforms like their subordinates.
Arguments heard Monday questioned whether the Biden administration's efforts to combat misinformation on these platforms infringe upon the First Amendment. At the heart of the case are communications from administration officials urging platforms to monitor information about the 2020 election and the COVID-19 pandemic. Nearly 1,000 Americans have reached out to the State Department for help in Haiti, where gang violence is plunging that nation into chaos. A State Department spokesperson said people have been filling out crisis intake forms online. The U.S. continues to try to get people out on chartered flights. More than 30 Americans were evacuated Sunday to Miami. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello and welcome. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. We've got Paul Kaminar with us. Paul is the Washington, D.C. lawyer who is also counsel to the National Legal and Policy Center. It's a public interest watchdog group. We're going to talk about all things Trump, talk about the latest SCOTUS decision that heads are still brain bruised over it. And Paul is the one to walk us through it all and straighten out some of the confusion that's going on. Paul, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill, for having me. My pleasure.
Well, before we get into all things Trump, first of all, let's talk about SCOTUS's decision to make sure that Donald Trump, the leading candidate for the Republican Party, that his name is on the ballots and that states no longer can arbitrarily remove his name from the ballot.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That was a 9-0 decision. That was expected. I was there in the courtroom when they had the oral argument a few weeks ago, and it was clear from the questioning that it was going to go Donald Trump's way. Now, there was some dissent, so to speak. It's actually what's called a concurrence by the three liberal justices that complained that the conservatives on the court went too far, that they all agreed that the states don't have authority to keep federal officials off the ballot. They're certainly okay to keep state candidates off the ballot, because that's a state law. But then they said that the conservatives went too far and said that the only way that this provision of the Constitution could be enforced is by having Congress pass what's called enabling legislation. And they got all out of sorts for the court going that far. But frankly, they didn't need they went far because that's what they required to do. In fact, Congress already passed enabling legislation in 1948 saying that if you're guilty of insurrection, rebellion, and even if you are aided or assisted in that, the 14th Amendment, by the way, doesn't provide for that. It's only if you engage in it. So here's a statute that's broader. And it covers everybody, not just those who took an oath of office. So I don't know what they were complaining about, because Congress did pass this law in 1948, and that's on the book. So it was only clear that Congress should be the one to basically fill in the blanks of what this amendment makes, especially because the 14th Amendment, Section 5, says that Congress shall have the authority to enact enabling legislation for all the provisions in this amendment. So it really was they're going out of a way for a cheap shot at the conservative majority.
Well, Paul, the operative term here is guilty, right? I mean, there's no guilt. There hasn't even, you know, it's been, I guess, guilt in the court of public opinion. If you bifurcate the numbers, you want to look at it that way. But even then, That's not the rule of law. You know, public opinion doesn't dictate, you know, so Donald Trump was never, he was never even, I mean, it was suggested, but he was never really, indicted, even with the impeachment. They didn't impeach him for insurrection. They just kind of, you know, try to color up the narrative, but, that's really unfair, isn't it?
It is. And Jack Smith, who is the special counsel, filed the indictment here in D.C. for Trump allegedly interfering with the election, and he did not charge insurrection or inciting the riot or any of those things. And therefore, it's clear that they couldn't prove that, number one. And number two, if the states were allowed, like Colorado did and Maine and Illinois, they could say, oh, he's a guilty of insurrection because that's what we think it is. There would be no due process. You know, no real evidence, no standard of proof. So it was clear that the states could not have this patchwork quilt of their own interpretation of what an insurrection is in order to keep Trump off the ballot.
Paul, what's so confusing here is the left continues to stick to their story no matter what, whether we're talking January 6th, the narrative that, you know, now here recently, I heard somebody say, well, President Trump didn't order the National Guard to be there on the premises, but that's not his job. His job is to authorize, and it's clear and inarguable that he authorized the National Guard. It was up to Muriel Bowser and Nancy Pelosi to order the National Guard in. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's my understanding. Muriel Bowser, for your listeners, is the mayor of the District of Columbia and has the authority to bring the guard out. So, yeah, that's clear that you know, he did authorize it, and they had the authority to actually move those troops in there. But also, it was the responsibility of the Capitol Hill police and Nancy Pelosi to have security, and they were warned by the FBI several weeks ahead of time, saying, "Hey, we got some people coming here. We think there may be some trouble based on the chatter we're seeing online," and yet. They did not put up the barricades. They put up these little silly bicycle racks, and they were totally unprepared for it, and therefore you see what happened.
Well, you would think for all the money that we authorized, we the people, taxpayers paid for this, increased security, what happened in the Summer of Love with Antifa, Black Lives Matter, attacking, you know, D.C. and across from the White House. In fact, they even had to put the president underground to protect him because they were that concerned about it. You would think that that would have been a practice, a dry run drill for what would have happened for January 6th. And like you say, with all the president detail and pre-information that the FBI had, I mean, this is almost seeming like there was a this was a setup, Paul.
Yeah, well, that's there's some charges on that. I'm not sure if I would go that far, but what it was clearly a drop in the security there. And when the January 6th committee started to investigate all this, a couple of their requirements in the authorizing statute was investigate the security. What went wrong? Why did it go wrong? Who's accountable for letting the security down? And you didn't hear anything about that during the hearings. All you heard was the bad things that the protesters did and so forth. So they dropped the ball. They didn't want to really investigate it because it would show the shortcomings and the faults from Nancy Pelosi and the Capitol Police and the D.C. police.
See, Paul, what's so frustrating, it requires, you know, attorneys such as yourself and other fair-minded people to draw back from it to help us understand, because the mainstream media, it's like, and this is where I say the fix was in. And I get it. As an attorney, you need to, you know, you're here to talk about what's been proven. And what I'm throwing up here is some smoke. And we haven't been able to find the direct fire, but that's the nature of D.C. politics. You get plausible deniability. You get these narratives that are out there, anonymous reporting. The mainstream media seems to be disinterested in really getting down to the truth to what actually happened on January the 6th, or even why January the 6th even happened, Paul.
Yeah, that's right. And like I said, they really didn't do any investigation as to the lack of security. You had FBI agents testify that this information was given to the proper authorities a couple weeks ahead of time. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi allegedly said, well, we don't want to have too much security because that wouldn't look right to show that we're trying to, the optics of it all. Well, you know, there's negligence on their part on that.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523, 800-284-0523.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Yeah, but meanwhile, you've got hundreds of people that are sitting in jail without due process And some now, you know, some of the truth is coming out that there's been overreach by judges. There's been some modification of sentences.
Yes.
You know, this could be the beginning of some indication, I would hope, that there could be some fairness. But meanwhile, I don't know how you remedy 3 years of incarceration and the way this thing has been adjudicated, Paul.
Yeah, no. And what you're referring to is a couple of weeks ago, the D.C. Court of Appeals here issued a ruling that one of the provisions that the prosecutors were using to enhance the sentences was unlawfully applied, and therefore a lot of these January 6ers were going to have their sentences reconsidered. It may not erase them, but it will certainly reduce them. But moreover, the Supreme Court has agreed to hear from one of the January 6ers charges of obstructing a congressional proceeding. And the argument was that, wait a minute, that did not apply to this case because that provision they're citing came from the Sarbanes-Oxley legislation, which was designed to prevent companies from destroying their documents and their hard drives if the government's investigating. And so that didn't apply here. There was no January 6ers who were destroying their documents or their videos on their phone, et cetera. No, but what the government is saying was, well, you were destroying evidence. Well, what's the evidence? Well, let's see. Let me make this up, the prosecutor said. Aha! There were votes cast by the Electoral College in that box that was sitting there in Congress, and you were trying to get into that box and tear up the vote. I mean, the thing is really ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And so, but here's the thing. Donald Trump, who's charged in D.C. with four counts, the two major counts, are the obstruction counts that are before the Supreme Court. And they're going to hear that case later this spring. So if the court rules in favor of the January 6ers, that's going to basically deep six and cut to the knees the indictment here against Donald Trump.
Exactly. Well, it's interesting, you know, going along that line with Sarbanes-Oxley and the destruction of legal documents and you know, evidence, you got Hillary Clinton's case. I mean, that is clear. She destroyed evidence. You have even the January 6th committee, which was told to maintain that evidence and everything that they had processed on behalf of we the people, not to deep six that information. And the committee, meanwhile, went ahead and defiantly got rid of all that evidence that they utilized that we, you know, cost us millions of dollars, all this research and investigation, and they deep six that. So how are they not culpable in breaking the very law that they're accusing the J6ers of doing?
Well, I'm not sure in terms of how much they deleted. I know they deleted some of the stuff, but a lot of that information was released by Kevin McCarthy when he was Speaker of the House to the January 6th defendants. So a lot of the video, hundreds of hours, are out there in the public domain. Mm-hmm. But speaking of destroying evidence, we want to change the subject a little bit. Okay. The Robert Hur report that went after Joe Biden for his misuse of classified documents, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what Hur's report said, well, we're not going to prosecute Joe Biden because he's an old, doddering old man, and he forgets things, and the jury's going to have sympathy for him, and therefore we're not going to prosecute him. Well, that's a bunch of hooey, number one. But number two, Biden gave some of this information to his ghostwriter, and the ghostwriter recorded some of the interviews with Biden, and the ghostwriter destroyed his video, his audio tapes of the interview. And so you read the Hur report, says, aha, at least you're going to go after this guy for destruction of evidence, right?
Right.
No, they said, we got some of that. We retrieved it in other ways. We're sad. I mean, it's amazing how they're letting that go. And, of course, tomorrow we'll hear from Robert Hur before Congress about this whole report about the investigation of Joe Biden and his misuse of the classified documents.
Paul, how can you blame the everyday American looking at all things D.C., Donald Trump versus Joe Biden, anything Trump versus, D.C. politics as being, unfair and targeted? I mean, the way they've gone after this president and basically made it obvious that we're not dealing with a single tier justice system, and that Lady Justice, somehow the blindfold is lifted from one eye when it comes to things that are for liberals versus conservatives.
Well, you're absolutely right, and they make no bones about it. I mean, just look at the investigation in Georgia by Fannie Willis.
Exactly.
When she was running for office, she said, I'm going to get Donald Trump. Well, wait a minute. You know, it's sort of like in the Soviet Union where Stalin's head of his secret police was, his motto was, show me the man, and yeah. I'll show you the crime.
Exactly.
Or, the United States is supposed to first find if there is a crime and see who done it. So you saw Fannie Willis use this two-tiered system of justice. And then you see Alvin Bragg in New York, who's going to be having his trial the end of this month in terms of the so-called hush money payments to Stormy Daniels and whether that violated any law. And, of course, it did not. Because that was a non-disclosure agreement, and those are made every day. In this,
exactly.
So that's but they're saying, well, okay, so what's the crime here? Let's make one up. Oh, well, you recorded it wrong in your business papers, and therefore there's a paperwork violation here on that. But even that is, well, wait a minute. You know, under New York law, that's a little nickel and dime misdemeanor.
Yeah, how does that rise to a level of a felony, right?
Yeah, well, here's how they're doing it. They're saying, aha. We're going to argue that you violated federal election campaign law because that payment to Stormy Daniels should have been a federal campaign contribution to your campaign, and that's the federal crime. Well, number one, Alvin Bragg, I'm sorry, you're a local prosecutor. You don't have authority to make up federal crimes. Number two, the two agencies that do have authority, the Federal Election Commission and the Justice Department, took a pass on that theory.
Exactly.
So you go, well, what's going on? And even if they were right about that theory, I used to work at the Federal Election Commission. I do some campaign finance law. Mm-hmm. And the law is if you get an unlawful contribution, the campaign, which they said this is, the rule is you're supposed to give it back to the donor. So wait a minute, let me think of it. So Trump gave the money illegally to his campaign for the Stormy Daniels. And he's supposed to, the campaign's not to give the money back to him. So it's going from one pocket to the other. Where's the harm? I mean, it really is ridiculous that they're making this stuff up like this.
Well, it is ridiculous, but unfortunately, it does injury to, Donald Trump's credibility and influences, people's desire to want to vote for him. It's kind of like, Joe Biden. They said that, according to some polling evidence, that if the people were aware that the Hunter Biden laptop was legitimate, which the FBI knew it was, but didn't say anything about it, they allowed 51 intelligence officials within our government to sign a letter saying that was Russian disinformation and the FBI knew that it was wrong. Well, so clearly that kind of narrative has an impact because the polling said that, roughly 15-19% of them, people who voted for Biden said had they known that was the truth, they would not have voted for him. And here they're perpetrating a lie, a clear lie about Donald Trump just in this particular case. But that seems to be the consistent pattern that's out there, Paul.
Yeah, no, you're right. And it is a two-tiered system of justice and, part of this investigation on the Hill, the impeachment inquiry, is bringing forth evidence about how Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, was basically shaking down Chinese interest, Burisma in Ukraine, to get millions of dollars that went to at least 10 members of the Biden family.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
USA News Update. Congress must pass legislation to prevent a partial government shutdown by the end of the week. Funding for half a dozen spending bills is set to expire midnight Friday. While congressional leaders aim to conclude those negotiations quickly, disparities persist regarding funding for the Department of Homeland Security. AstraZeneca is introducing a price cap of $35 for its inhalers. USA's John Schaefer.
The pharmaceutical company made the announcement on Monday, mirroring a move made by one of its competitors. This action coincides with independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and other Democrats looking into the practices of the four main inhaler manufacturers who are accused of charging Americans higher prices compared to consumers abroad.
The EPA implementing a ban on the final remaining type of asbestos permitted for use in the United States. Asbestos is known to be associated with lung cancer and mesothelioma. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're talking with Paul Kaminar, and he's the Washington, D.C. lawyer, who's also counsel to the National Legal and Policy Center Public Interest Watchdog Group. You know, Paul, you're an attorney, and you kind of understand and you see the small ball and the big ball of this whole orchestration and this targeting of Donald Trump. And meanwhile, we have a Democratic Republic that's hanging in the balance here. What's your commentary on this situation?
Well, you know, not only is it a dual system of justice, it also goes after the integrity of our whole government and the Justice Department. We're acting like a third world country here, where the person in power is going after his chief political opponent.
Exactly.
And that's what's undermining and eroding the public's confidence in our whole legal system. Now, to be sure, Donald Trump has made some advantage of him being persecuted because his poll numbers have gone up, to be sure. But can you imagine what they would be if he wasn't having to be distracted with all these lawsuits and indictments and so forth? So it is hampering his ability to campaign out there to the public and as well as financially. I mean, he just had post a $90 million bond yesterday on that case in New York, the civil case with E. G.
Right.
Carroll on the defamation, et cetera. So it really is amazing how they're just piling on here. And, it's something that we'll have to, but you know, he's still leading in the polls in some cases, by 4 or 5 points.
Exactly. Which is amazing because, the amount of pain that the country is in because of the results of the policies of one Joe Biden and the Democratic left, you wonder, go, gosh, are you telling me that over 40% of the country is satisfied and they're winning under these policies?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the public is really fed up with a lot of this. The Democrats are, except now that they're a little happy with that State of the Union message, but that really wasn't a State of the Union speech, let's be honest.
It was a stump speech.
It was a stump speech. It was a campaign rally.
Exactly.
He misused the provision in the Constitution that requires the president to give a State of the Union to Congress. So it was a stump speech, and he basically lied about a lot of things, especially with the immigration issue. He couldn't even get Lake and Riley's name correct, even though he was holding up her button that Marjorie Taylor Greene gave him. And he said, Lincoln Riley. And then he said, hey, what's the big deal here? She was killed by an illegal. Oops, I should have said undocumented. But he goes, thousands of legals kill people. So what's the big deal here? I mean, that was totally outrageous.
Like there's moral equivalency there?
Yeah. It's crazy. It really is. So, we'll see what happens.
I guess what I'm concerned with, bottom line, is that, again, the amount of enthusiasm for Donald Trump, in spite of all the legal issues that are going on, I think more and more Americans are seeing it for what it is. I mean, look what's happening. I mean, blacks in record numbers, I mean, double digit, over 20%. Are leaving the Democratic tent and going to support Donald Trump. Hispanics in notable numbers as well. I don't know how it's sustainable and how the Democrats are going to be able to, do some shenanigans like they did in 2020. We'll leave it at that because it doesn't seem like our government is much interested in finding out if, in fact, we had a free and fair election in 2020. We're told that it was free and fair. We're not supposed to question it whatsoever. And, he is the president of the United States, and this is what we have to deal with. But, I mean, we were told the same thing with John F. Kennedy. That it was a clean election. And now we find out 60 years later, the Democrats, by their own admission, are saying, well, if the fact's known, we juiced the system there in Illinois and we worked some numbers there. Illinois, and I think it was another state that was involved as well. And, they 60 years later, they admit it, which is kind of amazing, and they're so blatant about it. It reminds me of Harry Reid in the Well of the Senate. If you remember this, I think I will see this till the day I die. I mean, his obstinance and his defiance in talking about Mitt Romney and how he lied about Mitt Romney. And his response was, hey, he didn't get elected president, did he?
You're talking about Harry Reid, who used to be head of the Ku Klux Klan in West Virginia, that Harry Reid, Oh, no, actually,
I'm talking about Harry Reid, the head of the Senate.
In Nevada, okay,
you're right.
He did take that cheap shot at Mitt Romney, for sure.
Yeah, it wasn't just Mitt Romney, it was our Democratic Republic. I mean, how dare you undermine what we believe, should be fair, a free and fair election, and you're going to, you're going to deposit into the system such poison, and you think that it's acceptable because the ends justify the means?
Well, that's true. And then you got the double standard here. I mean, you can go back and see videos of Nancy Pelosi on the House floor saying that the election for George Bush, that was rigged. The voting machines in Ohio were rigged and so forth. So it's okay for the Democrats to complain about a rigged system, but not for the Republicans to do that when they have some legitimate evidence of that. And now that gets into this whole issue of election coming up in terms of ballot security, voter ID. I mean, the Democrats are wanting to have all these illegal immigrants coming in to quickly give them voting privileges and send in mail-in ballots and so forth. So that's really disrupting and undermining our whole political system here.
Well, here you've got, I don't know, 7-10 million illegal immigrants coming into our country.
At least.
At least. And Joe Biden has made it obvious that he wants them to vote, and you can't blame them. I mean, you know, I don't know if you saw this informal poll that Rachel Campus Duffy had conducted of the illegal immigrants. She was at the border and asked them, who would you vote for? 100%, Paul. 100% said Joe Biden.
Of course, because he's inviting them in. Come on in.
Yeah.
And get all these freebies.
I mean,
crazy.
People are paying for it. And, you know, I mean, they have no understanding of our government. And then on top of that, again, which everybody admits, which drives me nuts, Paul, I got to tell you, this drives me crazy, is all these illegal immigrants. These aren't just your, you know, Ellis Island type immigrants.
Right.
These are immigrants that are beholden to the cartel. You cannot get across the border unless you've paid the piper and you've committed your soul and your allegiance to the cartel. And if you don't, you're not crossing the bridge.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. Plus, you have actually terrorists who are coming across that are on the terrorist list.
Exactly.
And they don't know where they are.
Right.
And you have all the fentanyl coming in by these illegal immigrants who are carrying that in and killing our citizens, as well as physically killing them like they did with some like Lake and Riley and so forth. So it really is a sad state of affairs. And, you know, you're not going to have a country if you don't have control of your borders.
Exactly.
I mean, there are those who've been waiting in line legally from other countries, including Mexico, who say, I'm applying the legal way, because even some of the immigrants that are here that did come the right way, that are citizens, they're objecting to the way that other ones can cut in line like this, because it's not fair to have that done in that way.
Well, how about the sponsors, Paul? The sponsors of legal immigrants say, look, we'll support and make sure that they are not a burden to their communities, right? And so now their jobs that were available to them before are becoming a little bit slim pickings, because you have all these illegals that are coming in and willing to undermine and work for less.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life? And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only-CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
This is really heartbreaking, I say, for, you know, people who came here to realize the American dream. You know, I would say for my father who fought in World War II, anybody who fought and defended this country, veterans of our country, you know, three members of our family, you know, four counting my father, you know, joined the military to defend our country. I mean, this is, you know, we owe it. I say we, the greater corporate entity of America owes it to everyone that supported our country and defended our country to, you know, get this thing back on track and get control and revive this constitutional republic.
Yeah, amen. You said it very well that this is a constitutional republic. And unfortunately, we're seeing it being undermined by the liberal Democrats who are trying to tear it down for their own political gain.
And Paul, the other thing that I've noted here is that Joe Biden and the left have gone so far left that it's really dragged the Republicans with them, and they think they're compromising, and in a sense they are, but they're compromising with an extreme left. They're not compromising with the Democratic Party that existed, you know, when you and I were growing up.
Right. Yeah, you're right. You know, where's the Scoop Jacksons of the world? You know, the moderate Democrats, where you could compromise and together do good things for this country. So we're missing that. And now the left wing, the AOCs of the world, are taking this country clearly in the wrong direction. And it's unfortunate, but you know, we're trying to keep people honest here in D.C. With our organization as best we can, but it'll take everybody to do that in their own community, whether it's going to your school board meetings and going after this gender affirming type nonsense that's going on, and either running for office if you can, but at least supporting those in local races and national races that support the Democratic values that we all fought for, like you said.
Paul, this is where, you know, it's so important, the work of the National Legal and Policy Center, this public, your public interest watchdog on behalf of the American people, because we have to coalesce behind a vision to, I know Trump has done a great job in encapsulating the idea of making America great again, but, it, you know, we've on this show have tried to remove it, and I say remove it, take it out of party politics. Partisan party politics is what has us here. We've got to refocus on the things that all Americans can agree on, or mostly agree on, and that's what we need, a coalescing behind a vision of what America is. I think Katie Brett, in her counter to the State of the Union, you know, the junior senator from Alabama, I thought she did an outstanding job in, you know, presenting the case for America coming together.
Yeah, I mean, there's also, though, complaints about her using the kitchen as the backdrop for it. And some of her,
well, they were ridiculous, Paul. They're complaining because she made a reference to a 12-year-old rape victim, a human trafficked victim.
Oh, right.
And they want to take exception. Well, that didn't happen during Biden. Like, okay, so you're going to invalidate the testimony and the story. Well, let me tell you, if you want to know what's going, you know, you go to these human trafficking camps.
Oh, sure.
You hear about these women, what they're experiencing today, and guess what? Pretty consistent with what happened to that 12-year-old, but wasn't somebody who, you know, was, you know, came out of the Biden administration's, you know, purview or regime, then somehow it means less or it's
right.
Invalidated.
No, you're right. I mean, the larger issue is the immigration, whether it was the one that's going on now with Biden, which is 10 times worse than what it was before.
Exactly.
But I think there were some complaints about some of the delivery and so forth, which was unfortunate because the underlying message was a good message. I agree with you there, but I think it could have been delivered a little bit better. But nevertheless, you know, people can differ about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that, again, for those of us that want some hope, Paul, that, you know, are in need of leadership, we've got to have somebody who can pull this all together. And I don't know, you know, maybe there needs to be an intermediary because of the divisiveness, because of the stark division in our country that has been resulting from, you know, those on the left, which go back, you know, to Barack Obama, you know, carried forward with Nancy Pelosi and of course, Joe Biden. I will include the mainstream media. I will include the weaponized three-letter agencies of our government that seem to have a self-interest as opposed to a corporate, you know, greater American interest that is good for all Americans.
No, I quite agree that there needs to be a fundamental change here. But in the meantime, we got to fight the fight that's been brought to us.
That's right.
by these far-left activists and try to counteract that in order to try to bring some semblance, like you said, to the political debate by bringing forth some reasonable proposals that I think we can all agree on.
Well, and that's the deal. We have to be in that area to where we can, you know, have the discussion. First of all, can we reason together? I mean, I believe the corporate the corporate potential of everybody's input into the problem can serve us all better if we're all in agreement as to what we want to accomplish. And I think for the most part, I know people on the left, and I'm not talking the far left, but I know people who have a democratic, you know, worldview. I'm not offended by that. I'm saying, look, if that's necessary, we don't need to be siloed all together. We need to have the diversity of viewpoints here to where we can arrive at a solution that's win-win. So the cumulative intelligence of 300 and let's say 45 million people, I think outweighs a handful of, you know, self-appointed ruling elites who think they know better, that have no success record. They come to the public square and they talk as if they're all that in a bag of chips. And what do they got to show for it? They have more losses than victories, Paul. I don't want to hear from them. I want to hear from people that are doing something constructive, that are adding to people's day, that have a vision to make America, to take the resources that are available to us and maximize it in such a way to where we're, you know, we're excited about being an American, that we're serving not only our own interests, but the world interests, like what we did when America, you know, suddenly became, the dominant ruling power in the world because we were an example. We were a moral authority to the world, and that since now has been clipped. And you know, as Marco Rubio so eloquently put it back in 2015, he said that our allies no longer trust us and our enemies no longer fear us, right?
That's a good way to sum that up. I agree. And, you know, we all kind of yearn for the days of Ronald Reagan, who was able to sit down with Tip O'Neill, who was Speaker of the House, and come to agreement on a lot of issues. But I think those days are long gone, and now we're in the situation we find ourselves in, and it's just a matter of, you know, meeting the battle where it's being brought to us.
Right. No, I agree, Paul, but I think that we're going to have to go through, you know, this could be a generational issue, and we're going to have to go through a phase of having to, you know, clean up all the messes and the aisles that are, you know, throughout our government. And it's not going to happen overnight. Unfortunately, power and control being what it is, you know, these self-appointed elites are not going to let go of power easily. This is going to be a battle royale that will take place, maybe another revolution of its own making and design that, you know, I hear people often say, Bill, I think America is ripe for a revolution, but I don't want a war. Well, I don't know how you control that, because it's not like all of a sudden you're going to be able to reason with the other side and they're going to put their guns down or put down their, you know, their power leverages down and say, okay, we surrender. It's not going to happen, you know, that way.
Right. Well, there's one maybe little light at the end of the tunnel with respect to some of the legal issues, and that's, you mentioned the alphabet agencies here in town, the elites, whether it's the EPA or the SEC, where they're going around passing these regulations that Congress never intended, and they're getting the courts to go along with it. Well, there are two cases that were argued recently in the Supreme Court that's going to revisit their authority to do that. It's called the Chevron Doctrine.
Yes.
And that's a case from some 20, 30 years ago where the courts have said, hey, look, if the statute that Congress passed is not clear, we're going to defer to the agencies to interpret it. And therefore, if they come up with some wacko regulation, we'll put our rubber stamp on it. Well, now you've got some good conservative jurists on the court, especially Justice Gorsuch and Kavanaugh and Thomas and Alito, who are saying, wait a minute. Congress is supposed to pass a law. We, the courts, are supposed to interpret it, not some unelected group of bureaucrats who make this stuff up.
Well, Paul Kaminar, once again, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being with us. He's the Washington, D.C. lawyer who's also the counsel of the National Legal and Policy Center, a public interest watchdog. Paul, how can people be in touch and find out more about the NLPC?
Yeah, great. Yeah, just go to our website, nlpc.org, and you'll see all of the legal actions that we're doing. Also, the stuff we're going after the woke corporations, going after Hunter Biden and so forth. But it's nlpc.org, and we're a small nonprofit group, and we would appreciate any support you can give us.
Exactly. Paul Kaminar, again, thank you so much for being with us. Take care. Have a great day.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letter.